socialist policies to end cost of living nightmare pay, benefits, pensions and immediate above inflation pay rise for workers, to restore wages, after over a decade of pay freezes and below inflation rises regular pay increases for all, linked to trade union agreed measures of inflation raise the minimum wage to £15 an hour, without exemptions restore the pension triple. Lock restore the additional £20 a week universal credit payment. End the benefit cap living benefits and pensions for all who need them, rising with the cost of living housing freeze council and social housing rents rent controls to cap rents, decided by elected bodies of tenants, housing workers and trade union representatives make the rich pay, not the workers no rise in national insurance or council tax, scrap student debt no worker should be made to pay more tax, raise tax thresholds in line with inflation. Take the wealth off the super rich, nationalize the top 150 companies and banks, to be run under democratic working class control and management, with compensation only on the basis of proven need price rises reverse the rise in the energy price cap. Nationalize energy and other utilities under democratic workers control and management, to reduce bills by removing the profit motive no increase in public transport fares. Return transport into public hands. To guarantee a fully funded, free, environmentally friendly sustainable transport system stop price rises, end bosses profiteering. Open the books of big retailers to inspection by trade unions. Nationalize the big retailers under democratic workers control to be run to meet need, not for profit trade union struggle for a trade union led struggle against the cost of living crisis. The TUC organized demonstration on the 18th of June must be used as a stepping stone towards coordinated strike action, uniting workers struggles for pay rises for fighting. Democratic leaderships of the trade union's new workers party no trust in Starmer's labor, to fight in our interests. For a new mass workers party, based on trade union and workers struggle socialism and the chaos of the capitalist market. For a socialist plan of production, based on the needs of the overwhelming majority, not for profit,